Good morning. High pressure is in control again across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry and pleasant with temperatures overnight dipping back into the 50s in most locations, even some 40s across the higher terrain. We do have some fog developing early this morning, and you may encounter some of that on your drive into work. Otherwise, we'll look for a good amount of sunshine and a quick rebound back through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s through the middle of the morning, eventually reaching temperatures in the lower to mid 80s for afternoon highs. Humidity levels will start to creep up a bit from the weekend, and I think you'll notice the change as we go through the day today. We're also tracking a weak cold front sliding through southern parts of Quebec and Ontario, approaching the Canadian border. Scattered showers and thunderstorms yesterday over southern Canada will slide along with the front into northernmost New York and Vermont, and a couple of places closer to the Canadian border and in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains may have a passing shower or thunderstorm today. As we get into the night tonight, it will be dry and partly cloudy, a little bit of fog developing, but not nearly as cool, with temperatures back into the 60s in most locations. Another dry day tomorrow, with high pressure both at the surface and aloft remaining in control. And once again, we'll see temperatures reach into the middle 80s with a little bit more humidity in the air. As we head into the middle of the week, we'll begin to track a cold front through the Midwest and Great Lakes. Some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere rotating around a trough of low pressure may touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm in spots on Wednesday afternoon, but mostly dry, warm, and humid, with temperatures again reaching into the middle 80s. As that front draws closer toward the latter portion of the week, we'll hike the chances of a few thunderstorms up on Thursday and especially Friday. Temperatures back into the mid-80s both days before the front passes through, with a cool down for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, radar data indicate that showers and thunderstorms associated with a small area of low pressure located about 65 miles west-southwest of Tampa, Florida, have continued to become better organized and a tropical depression has formed. Advisories have now been initiated on this system by the National Hurricane Center as Tropical Depression 6. The depression is moving toward the east near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue throughout the day today. A turn toward the northeast and an increase in forward speed are expected tonight and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the depression is expected to move inland over the central Florida peninsula later today and across the peninsula tonight. The depression is forecast to move offshore of the east central coast of Florida early tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. However, the depression is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches through tonight along the west coast of central Florida between the Tampa Bay area and Naples, with isolated amounts of up to 8 inches possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in fog, 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature 67, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.01 inches for the month, which is 0.02 of an inch above normal, and 28.04 inches for the year, which is 5.48 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 98 set in 1917, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with a passing shower or thunderstorm possible, and highs in the lower 80s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, warm and a bit humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, a passing shower or thunderstorm in the mountains, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today and a bit more humidity in the air, lower to mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with more humidity in the air and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, mid-80s. An isolated passing thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny and humid, mid-80s. A better chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday, with an increasing chance of more showers and thunderstorms Friday, both days in the mid-80s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday around 80, then a mix of sun and clouds and cooler on Sunday, with highs dipping back into the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.